Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And in today's episode, I would like to talk to you about the importance of dismantling your own viewpoint and genuinely trying to understand the world from a perspective that is not your own. And this is more than just me simply talking about empathy. This is more than just me saying, seek to understand before seeking to be understood. This is sort of like a next level of thinking. And this strongly applies to love life and relationships and dating, but it could also apply to other relationships that you have with other people that are not romantic. And I want to start this episode off with talking about what inspired this episode. And I have been browsing a lot of Reddit lately, and this is actually one way that I spend my free time now, is browsing Reddit threads, subreddits, and posts, and seeing what kind of questions people ask the world, and seeing how other people solve or answer those questions. This is how I use social media responsibly. There's different kinds of social media that you can use in different ways. I try to make sure that my social media time that I use is productive. And I came across this post about a wife who is worried about her husband because she fears that he overworks himself and does not unwind and take time to relax. And she is worried about his concept of self-care. She's worried about him not taking enough care of himself, not giving him enough time to unwind and so forth. And One of the people who replied to that post brought up a very good point that I am now here to deliver to my audience on my podcast. And what that person talked about is because her husband, the person who made this post, he's always working on something, he's always doing something, he doesn't really relax, right? Because her definition of unwinding is probably something along the lines of just laying on the couch and resting. That's how you unwind from a long, hard day. But her husband's always working. And the person who commented in response said, maybe his work and way of doing things and working on his personal projects is his own way of unwinding. Maybe that's how he, you know, relaxes, by doing something that he's interested in. Maybe his way of unwinding isn't laying on the couch and resting like the way you see it is. Maybe his definition of unwind is different from your definition. And see, this is what I mean when I'm going to talk about to you in this episode about dismantling your perspective, is we tend to judge other people so much by what we see and what they do. And what we don't do enough of is see the world from their perspective to try to see what they see and what they do. Case in point to this Reddit post, right? The wife was worried about her husband not having the concept of self-care and not being able to unwind and relax, because her viewpoint of what it means to unwind is to lay on the couch and rest. That's her way of unwinding. But she tried to project that onto her husband, which stresses her out. She's concerned that her husband is not unwinding, but by her definition. While for the husband, the way he works all the time on his personal projects, right? Maybe that's his way of unwinding. And that, you know, unwinding for him isn't about laying on the couching and relaxing. And that's the way that he sees it. And what the wife failed to do here was dismantle her own perspective and see things from another, in this case, her husband's perspective. And so what's really important for us to understand and do is be able to, and again, this is on a deeper level than just saying empathy. It's actually being able to see how other people see what they do and not just be so concerned and focused on how you see what they do. So another thing that I want to talk about in this episode, and this is why I said in the beginning of the episode that this strongly applies to love life, dating, and relationships. So there are 5 love languages: quality time, touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, and gifts. These are the five love languages that people use to express to each other that they love each other. And so what we as human beings tend to have are one or two love languages that we are really proficient with or really comfortable with, right? Maybe our way of expressing love to a partner is spending a lot of time with them. Maybe we like to touch them and get cuddly and snuggly, right? Maybe we like to do acts of service, you know, show up at a concert that they're performing in, go to their art show. Maybe we like to say words of affirmation to show them that we love them. Like, I love you, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're perfect just the way you are. Or maybe we love telling our partner or showing our partner love by giving them gifts. You know, when you get home from work, you give them some flowers that you bought on the way. You buy them a box of chocolates. You get them a giant stuffed bunny, right? We have different love languages. And some of these love languages are stronger for us than the other ones are. And so what we tend to get too caught up in our love lives is focusing so much on how we want to express love to our partners rather than being concerned with how they prefer to receive love. This has total relevancy to what we just talked about in that sample Reddit post that inspired this. For instance, let's say me, right? Let's say I am a type of person who likes to express love to my partner with gifts, right? Maybe one of my strongest love languages is showing my partner that I love them by buying them a box of chocolates, by buying them flowers, by bringing them a giant stuffed bunny, and that's my way of showing them love. But for my partner, what if her way of wanting to receive love and the way that she feels loved is when her partner spends quality time with her? What if the way she feels loved is when her partner spends time calling her every night, or, you know, they go out on the weekends, they go on dates, they spend time together with each other in person, they go hiking, they go to the movies, they spend time together in person? What if that's the way that she prefers to feel loved from her partner? And in the meantime, all I'm doing is sending her boxes of chocolates and bunnies and gifts, but I'm not spending that quality time with her in person. And this is what creates friction in relationships, is when we get so focused on showing our partner how we want to love them, and we don't care enough about how they want to be loved by their partner. And so that's what creates the friction. How do we stop this friction? How do we mend a damaged relationship? How do we make the bond stronger between two people who love each other? It's being able to dismantle yourself and your perspective on how you, in this case, prefer to express your love for your partner. And you take a step back and you pay attention to and listen to them as they tell you what they prefer to feel as their sort of love language. How do they feel loved? Because when you're so focused on expressing your love to them in a way that you see fit, then they might not understand that as, or at least feel it as strongly as they could if you communicated in a way that was core to them. Okay, so this is something that's important. I'm not saying to, you know, drop absolutely everything and just abandon your gift giving entirely if that's one of your love languages that you're strong with. No. But what I am saying and what I am emphasizing is how important it is to be able to see where the other person is coming from and be able to sort of see and understand what it is that they want. Or in the Reddit post case, how they see what unwinding is and not about how you see what unwinding is. And so this is just the next sort of level of thinking with empathy. It's important to be able to truly understand where another person is coming from. What might look like self-harm and self-damage to you might be something good for them. Now, that isn't to say that absolutely everything they do to and for themselves is a good thing, right? If somebody's actually, cutting themselves, right, in a self-harm way, and you look at that and say, no, I gotta see it from their perspective. And, oh, cutting is good for them because, it's their way of de-stressing. Now, you can't just exactly look at that and just say, oh, I'm not gonna do anything about it because that's their way of de-stressing, right? We have to use our discretion when it comes to analyzing someone's behavior and way of thinking and way of doing things. Sometimes it is about the way they see things. Sometimes it is about the way they want to unwind. And sometimes they do need help. Sometimes they actually do need a third party like you to intervene and help them, even when they think it's in their best interest. So it's not exactly a one-size-fits-all piece of advice, but it is definitely something to consider and definitely something that a lot of people miss because we're so focused on how we see things and how we do things, and we don't take enough into consideration with how other people do things and how they see things and how they think about things. So that's just some food for thought that I wanted to put out there on this podcast today. I hope you found some value in it. Hopefully this opened up your mind to the importance of being able to see things from another perspective and think in a certain way, in a different sort of perspective that other people use, right? And so hopefully you got some good value from this. And, as always, feel free to let me know what your thoughts are. I think I'm gonna put a couple stars on this episode because I think this is something that people will be able to extract a lot of value from in the years to come. Pay attention to how you see things versus how other people see things. Don't focus so much on what it is that you see that might be beneficial for them. Try to focus or pay attention to and realize what might be beneficial for them that you're not recognizing, and that would strengthen your relationship with them. And so, again, thank you all for listening as always. I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.